listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey to entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes. No living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. Now, get ready for the Online Empire Academy podcast.
Hello, Online Empire Academy. We are so excited to be here. I'm with our special guest, Diana Ratliff, and I thank you so much for being on, first off.
Oh, I'm excited. This is awesome. Yeah. Honored to be asked.
It's very good. So me and Diana talked a while ago, and we were talking about, she's got an amazing product and just an amazing resource for people wanting to take their businesses on their Amazon business and do something bigger with it. But before we get started with all of that, can you tell us a little bit about your story?
Oh, gosh. I've been online since 1999. I built my own website actually to sell a book I wrote about how to design and market effectively using business cards. I just got this wild idea. I discovered that ebooks were cheaper to ship, than printed books. And I spent years trying to figure out how to get people to find that site and to make money from it. So I've been there, done that, just about anything you can think of online, whether it's, eBay, affiliate sites, ClickBank products. I learned SEO and pay-per-click and all those funny acronyms. About 8 years ago, I started doing websites for other people locally. And that was because a local attorney I met, I was just telling him what I do. And he stopped me and he said, oh, you mean you know something about Google? And I said, yes. And he says, findlaw.com keeps calling me and telling me my site doesn't rank for whatever search term it was. And I looked at a site and I told him why he didn't rank. And then I said, but did they tell you that your site does rank for these terms? Well, no, they conveniently forgot to tell him that. So he paid me to get on the phone with him the next time findlaw.com called. And that's what gave me the idea to help other people with their websites and web marketing. I don't think that type of business practice is ethical. It just bugs the heck out of me. And I see way too many business owners waste their money. Some of it is just because they're uneducated. Some of them is because I think they're just downright ripped off. And so I thought maybe there's some chance for me to, get some local business that way. I did have a newspaper column locally for 2 years. I wrote the WebWise column, and it was a weekly column with my face on the cover of the business section of the paper every 2 weeks. And that was a great way to get some recognition. A few years ago, a business partner of mine asked if I liked to shop online, or asked if I liked to shop. And I said, yes. And he was the one who told me about Amazon. And to back up a little bit, about five and a half years ago, I partnered with a gentleman named Marcus Cudd, who I met at offlinebiz.com. And for those of you who are familiar with Jim Cockrum and his sites and his audiences, that's a site that kind of helps people work with brick and mortar businesses with their online presence. This guy was interviewed by Jim as being someone really successful. I messaged him. We started working together. So we worked together 5.5 years now. I actually met him in person last year at a conference. I asked him to co-present with me, which was awesome. And our business has really blossomed since then. And we work together more and more, especially on this with larger clients, with this e-commerce stuff, with the more digital media, fancy schmancy terms like retargeting and programmatic media and all this fun stuff. But my heart is basically helping business owners with their web marketing. I just like that more than Amazon.
Yeah. Well, it's so
I'm sorry.
Good.
I do.
No, I love it. And I mean, it's something that everybody's talking about right now. Accounts are being shut down, and our teams are working super hard to find other avenues and other opportunities to, kind of branch out, because I don't want all my eggs in one basket. And, if Amazon shuts down, or, they stop taking, people like me, I want to be able to diversify what I'm doing. And so I appreciate that. And I appreciate your fighting for the ethical side of this business. what is it that exactly that you do? So share with us. We kind of got a broad scheme of what you do, but what is it that you guys are fighting for in general, or you know, more specifically rather?
Fighting for, we're very focused on actual sales and leads for people. So in fact, I stopped calling myself a web designer because that term has a lot of baggage with it, with a lot of people. They think it's just about the technical stuff. And that's kind of an issue that I have actually, as far as marketing my own business. Uh-huh. People think that just because you can pay $29 a month to Shopify or all these solutions out there, that it is easy to put up a store. The technology exists to make it easier than it used to be. A lot of people, if you can figure out software, you can figure out how to put a store up. My passion and my heart, and I think that for my partner and my team as well, is that just having a store isn't enough. It has to be a good store or a good site. If you build it, they will come is not true. Neither is if they come, they will buy. And so I try to help educate people about things like copywriting and SEO and pay-per-click and online buyer behavior and shopping cart abandonment and all these other things that need to be in place. If you're going to build an online store, you need to figure it out before you ever spend the money and decide to do it. And then to make it profitable, people have higher expectations of online marketing than they used to. 5 or 10 years ago, not that many people had a website. And so if you were the only one who sold this particular type of Wonder Widget, it maybe wasn't that hard to get people to buy it from you. Now with Amazon and now with the gazillions of other people who are starting online stores, and that's a burgeoning industry, it's only going to grow. People are pickier about where they shop. They have more options than ever. So you can't do the kind of amateurish, put it up quick and cheap site that you used to. And really expect to get the type of benefit from it that you want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. I love it. So what kind of time would you say you need to devote to this business, to starting this? And you know, what does that look like? Because it's something I'm interested in.
For someone else to start a website.
Well, so if they come to you, what would that look like? What kind of time should they devote? What time are you going to devote? What does that look like?
Well, we're going to ask a lot of questions up first, because I'll tell you right up front, not everybody is ready for a website. And we don't work with people that we don't think we can make the money.
Wow, that's really cool.
I've turned people down before. Okay, I'll give you an example. A guy came to me a week or two ago. He found me on Facebook and he said, I'm a web developer. I don't need any help putting up a site. I just need somebody to drive traffic to it. So Facebook ads or pay-per-click ads or retargeting, you know, there's different strategies that we can certainly do for a company.
Yeah.
So I asked to look at his website and he had 3 Garcinia Cambodia products for $18.47 and a rug for $1,800 and a rug for $1,760 and a Birkin purse for $29,500. I was supposed to market that. There's no brand. There's no credibility. There's nothing, there's no niche, there's not really an angle for me to market this guy. He's selling products that are so distinct. There's no reason. I mean, I'm not going to send $30,000 to some company I've never seen before, some site I've never seen before. I don't know why he thinks they would, but it's going to take a lot more skill and money. And I just don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
And so, and I mentioned this to my partner too, because I don't like to turn clients down any more than the next person, but we both agreed without the brand and credibility there that we can't really help the guy. Now he's kind of upset with me when I actually posted about this in an e-commerce forum. And I had a couple of people tell me, well, why did you question this guy about the way he does his business? That's none of your business, how he wants to run it. He just wants to give you money to do some work. Why didn't you take his money? And I said, that's not the way we do business. Mm. I consider us and our team, my partner and I, we are consultants who are trying to make you money. If we can't make you money, it's just not right.
Yeah.
It's going to be ultimately frustrating for all of us. it's not going to make us happy. It's not going to make you happy. So that short term, whatever few thousand dollars, I don't know, we might have made, is not worth it. We'd rather work with people that we can really get excited about their product, excited about their business. We want to team up with somebody and make them a lot of money.
Yeah.
And yeah, we make some along the way. That's cool too. This is capitalism, you know? So, but that's where we get excited, is if we can truly help other business owners.
Yeah. So what does it look like? So I've started my business, I've started my brand. What are some things that you're looking for in a brand or a product that would qualify them for you to take them on as a client?
Okay, brand is an important word, and brand does not necessarily just mean name or logo, and that's what people think of it as.
Totally, I did.
Well, it goes beyond that. That's part of it. Those are maybe visual representations of it. But your brand is your unique selling proposition. It's what makes it different. It's what makes it special. It's the emotional things that people feel about your business. Volvo is about safety. Starbucks is about lifestyle just as much as it is coffee. Apple is about innovation. So the brand can be about your product, but it can also be about your service or the way you do business. McDonald's, for example, it's about convenience and fast. So you know when you go to McDonald's what you're going to get. It may not be the world's greatest food, but there's an expectation you have that it's going to be, you know, quick and affordable, and this is pretty much the kind of food. That's their brand promise. And as long as McDonald's stays true to that brand promise so that you know when you go in there what you're going to get, they're going to be successful. So that's we're looking for companies that can make that kind of brand. There has to be something different, especially to exist off of Amazon. We work with a lot of people who have private label products or even with inventors. And there's a difference between what I call margin opportunity and marketing opportunity. Margin might be if you get a validated product and it can be sold on Amazon, you know, that it's probably easy to rank and you can get it selling. That does not necessarily mean that it's going to be easy to market offline. Something like a yoga mat is a piece of foam, you know, that's yay long. How do you tell people that's different or better enough to warrant the time and expense to build and to market a website? Well, I don't think you really do until or unless it's made of some different material. It's got some improved feature that no other yoga mat has. Unless perhaps it's part of a larger set of yoga accessories so that you can say, you know, everything yoga you can find here. Maybe it's yoga for seniors. Maybe it's yoga for people with physical disabilities. I mean, I don't know, but in order to make it easy to market, it has to have that distinction. And there also has to be an audience that you can reach. We had talking to someone not too long ago who was doing a video about Tai Chi. And so the video's the premise was learn Tai Chi, give your name and email address. Well, that isn't really a good hook for people because for one thing, Tai Chi is, there's all sorts of courses on Tai Chi on YouTube already. I mean, why pay attention to him? You can probably get classes either free or cheap in your town. Plus, people who are thinking about learning Tai Chi don't really hang out on a particular place online. It's not like there's a Facebook group for people who are thinking about learning Tai Chi. So there's this audience that you have to be able to reach. That's where the marketing analysis up front comes in. Now, this guy kind of went back to scratch and said, okay, so what is it? What kind of a hook can I come up with? And he went back to why he learned Tai Chi to begin with, which was health problems. It helped him sleep. He hooked this on insomnia. Here's why you need to take my Tai Chi courses, because I can help you sleep better. Now, there's an audience with a real need. It's not hard to find people who have insomnia. It's important to them. They're willing to try different things. Now he has something that can be marketed. And again, that's what we look at. So it's not just the product. It is, can it be marketed successfully? And if it is, then we'll talk about the logistics of building a store. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's really good. I think for me, one of the struggles is knowing if something's going to take off. And and pouring my heart and soul into it, spending, you know, X amount of hours working on something and then realizing at the end of it, like, oh, I didn't market it right. You know, my email or, you know, the way that I communicated it wasn't to the best of my ability. And so that's something that I'm working on really hard. And I think it's really cool that you wouldn't take on certain people or that you wouldn't do that. Cause I think that, you know, a lot of people will just do whatever the money or wherever the money's at instead of handpicking different products or handpicking different things. And I think that alone is a fantastic lesson. The last thing I wanted to ask you was, what are some of your do's and don'ts of, if I'm just getting started, what would you say in order for me to project myself and eventually get to the point of, you know, becoming a client, what are some of the beginning do's and don'ts to this industry?
If you're doing private label, and I know a lot of people are, try to focus on a niche, perhaps. Try to focus on things so that you can build a brand around a specific type of products. Don't just do me too items. Okay, this is too simplistic, but that yoga mat was pink, and so I'm going to do a blue one. I mean, that's actually perhaps look at reviews and see if people are commenting, well, this thing needs a strap, or that thing needs a light, or it needs to be in a bigger size. Find some way to make it different or better so that you can be unique. Those would be a couple things to think of. Also, before you name your products, Google the name. Look up to see if anybody else is already using it. Look up to see if the domain name is available so that if and when this does take off, or if you do want to do some kind of a launch, that there's not going to be a problem. You know, you're not going to have to go back and kind of start over with a new name. We had a client that needed to do that, and that was a real pain. And even if there's a company out there with a similar name that isn't exactly the same thing that you do, it becomes more of a branding hassle if you've got Wonder Widgets that are garden tools and Wonder Widgets that are kitchen accessories. Just it's easier for us as marketers if there's some distinction in the name.
That's really good. So
those are a few things to think of.
That's amazing. Well, I so appreciate you coming on. I appreciate your wisdom. If somebody wants to get connected with you, what is the best place to find you?
There's a couple of different places. My partner and I, our main website is called searchworks.com. SEARCH, and then it's WORXX. And that's the Bain parent company, all the digital marketing, YouTube, mobile, marketing automation, all that stuff. We just started a new division, though, about 2 weeks ago called Eastern Shore Marketing, and it's EasternSM.com. And that's where we talk mostly about Amazon and e-commerce. So that's kind of a good place if that's your main focus. If you've already got a site and you want some larger marketing, look at SearchWorks. But if you're thinking mostly of Amazon, look at EasternSM.com. And you could reach me, Diana, D-I-A-N-A, at EasternSM.com.
Perfect. That's great. Thank you so much. Do you have any ending words of wisdom?
Oh, gosh. You put me on the spot there. Don't be in such a hurry that you don't do your research. Give yourself permission to make mistakes. Odds are that every product you think might be a home run is not going to be, you know, and we have no guarantee of that either. We can do marketing and we can test, which is one of the cool things about a lot of the digital marketing options out there, is that you can evaluate which preposition, which call to action, which benefit people resonated best with. And so we can get better and better over time, which is really cool. And another thing, for what it's worth, and this has strongly helped, very much helped me, is don't try to do it all yourself. Find a partner. Find people you trust. Find a group. And get their knowledge, get some accountability perhaps going. But it certainly made a world of difference to my business. And I think when you find people that you can work with, whose skills complement each other and that you can trust, I think that is a really good way to take your business to the next level.
Oh, that's perfect. That's so good. Well, thank you again so much for being on. And, you know, you guys go check our websites out. It's remind us again one more time what those websites were.
Okay, Eastern SM, or you can either type out easternshoremarketing.com, or you can be lazy and do easternsm.com, or the parent one is SearchWorks, SearchWorxx.com, and that's with my partner, Marcus Cudd.
Perfect. Well, until next time, Empire, thank you so much for being on, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Appreciate it so much. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, help us make more by rating us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We'll see you next time.